Hey everybody, and thanks so much for tuning into the 29th episode of As Inc.
29!
That's right, big 29.
It's an excellent year.
Mm-hmm. What As Inc. Is we do an improvised forum called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark, but you can think of it as an improvised radio play. In a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion from our Darth Vader helmet of suggestions, and using that, we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes, improvising scenes, games, characters, and what have you. But it's just going to be the audio track. And because it is improvised, nothing has been pre-written and nothing has been rehearsed. Playing with As Inc. this week is...
Michael Morby.
Andy!
And Chris George. All right, I think we're ready to go. We'd like to take a suggestion.
Sure.
Mike, Michael?
Luke, I have your suggestion.
No! That's impossible!
I will never take your suggestion!
I'll throw myself down this shaft instead!
With one hand! Ah!
I don't get Star Wars, I'm a girl.
Oh, Guar goes the Christian rock.
What? Guar goes Christian rock. Do you know what Guar is?
I don't. I figure
it's a heavy metal band.
Yeah, a heavy metal band.
Oh,
that's all you need to know, probably.
Yeah, the lead singer, they have songs like Immortal Corruptor and, you know, where they put Jesus on a rotisserie and eat him.
Wow. So, okay. So it's like very anti-Christian rock.
Yeah.
Because they eat Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, that's just one facet of the disco ball that is their talents. But
wow, they're a disco ball of talent.
Right.
Wow.
So, I mean, what are you going to do?
That's awesome. I mean, not awesome, but never mind. Well.
I think Jesus has other things going on.
Jesus is a busy man.
He really
is. Oh, yeah, he's a busy dude. There's a lot going on up there.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Jesus, you have a call on line 3.
Okay, what's my 2 o'clock today?
All right, well, first you have an earthquake in Korea.
Okay, you're gonna have to push
then,
that back. Can you push it back
okay,
to 2:30?
Yeah, okay, and then you have lunch with Michael Moore. You have
what does that guy want? Seriously? Did
sir,
he say?
Sir, he has called 27 times within the last
All right, fine,
days.
All right, fine. Put him for 3.
Yeah, and then you have golf with Joel Osteen later this afternoon. You should be clear for the rest of the night.
Okay. If my dad calls, tell him I will see him at dinner and not to call me again. Okay?
Dinner,
not
to call again.
All right. Go for Jesus.
Jesus, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to me, baby.
This
we got time going here.
This is Betty, from Luke. Wait, you know who I am. You're Jesus.
Yeah, Betty Morrison. You're from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
You're so good.
You are 78 years old. You're going to
so
die
good.
In 3 months.
Just,
that's good.
What? 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
That's
look,
what I have?
You don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time. That's the bottom point here. So lock and load for me, sister.
Wait, so I'm going to die in 3 months?
Yeah, we've already been over that. Can we move on?
Well, I've got so much to do still yet. It's...
Well, you got 3 months to get it done, and I got a whole shitload of stuff. I got an earthquake I have to do in North Korea later today.
There's going to be an earthquake in North Korea?
Yeah, at 2:30, and right now you're about to make it 2:45.
You know what? I was just calling because my husband is,
mm-hmm.
is he, I feel he's being unfaithful.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh. Well, does he still love me?
I mean, as unfaithful as you can be as an 82-year-old man who doesn't have a functioning penis.
Well, so how does that work?
He's mostly fingering that house nurse you got.
Wait, you mean Julia?
Yeah.
Julia has been loyal, but is she...
Actually,
if
it makes you feel any better, her real name isn't Julia, it's Julio.
I'm
it's
sorry,
a transgender.
I'm,
hang
I'm,
on,
I'm
Betty.
Sorry,
I'm going to put you on hold.
I'm sorry to
yeah,
interrupt
go ahead.
This, but somebody just bombed an entire hospital.
Are you
and,
fucking
and,
kidding
and
me?
And they did it in your name.
Fuck!
I tried to do damage
Fuck.
Control, but I'm trying to do damage control.
Jesus!
But
me!
Jesus!
Yeah, Betty, I'm
is
sorry.
Really? Like, to Julio?
Yeah, Julio. It's a transgender.
I can't
They did the job
that...
down in Mexico City for about 3,000 pesos.
Oh, my goodness. My life is over. It's so rotten.
You got 3 months left.
Oh, 3 months? I can't believe believe it.
Hey, tell you what. You're going to win the lottery later today. Just go buy a ticket.
Okay.
Listen, I got to go, Betty. Give me a call.
I love you. Bless you, Jesus.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jesus, but did you authorize an abortion clinic shooting?
No.
This
paperwork has to come across my desk.
You gotta get rid of these interns, Jesus.
This paperwork has to come across my desk. Why is it not coming across my desk?
I am just one person. I'm not omnipotent, you bastard.
Well, I'm not either, all right? That's Dad. He gave me like 80% of the power.
Well, something needs to be done.
Okay, all right. Call up the Holy Ghost. Tell him he's got to cut his vacation short. Tell him I apologize. We'll reschedule around Easter.
He's
usually quieter for him.
I have to cut a deal with ghost hunters, and I can't get a hold of him these days.
Are you serious?
He's making bank.
We have got to start setting up some moonlighting rules around this office. I do not like Holy Ghost running off and doing these things. All right. Get Michael.
Okay.
Get Michael on it. We got to bring in the big guns.
You called?
Michael, thank God. Baby, come here.
Oh,
kisses.
Give me hugs.
Mm,
oh,
God.
Good to see you, JC.
Oh,
you're
I'm
looking good.
Oh, thank you,
you
too,
know,
Mike.
Those new Nike JCs?
Yeah, they sure are.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yep, had to go all the way down to China to get them in a sweatshop.
Mm.
Got them right off the line.
Wow.
All these little Chinese kids like, save me! Take me away to heaven! I'm like, sorry.
I know.
Yeah, there's only so much we can do. Listen, we got an abortion clinic shooting.
Oh.
It didn't get authorized by this office.
Oh.
An intern ran and did it. Can you mop this thing up?
How do these things get by?
You know, I don't know.
But what is
They're
your dad doing?
They're getting flagged at a lower level or a higher level.
What is your dad doing, though, that he's letting these things slip by through the cracks?
He's essentially retired at this point. You know,
gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you met Karen, by the way,
oh,
Mike?
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Karen,
yeah,
it's good to see you
the Christmas slash birthday
yes.
party.
Yeah. Karen's a Columbia graduate.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Summa cum laude.
I know. She was cum laude and never mind.
Go ahead, Karen.
Anyway, the big guy is on line one. And
you put him on conference
I'm
call.
Sorry,
I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind giving him a little bit of mileage.
I briefed him on what was going on,
uh-huh.
and he does not sound happy. But I told him
that none of this
was really your fault, and
mm-hmm.
and to just go easy on you. So.
Okay, thanks.
Right. Can I bring you guys anything? Croissant.
Well,
maybe.
You can,
Mikey.
Danish?
All right.
You can bring me a little something extra later. What are you doing? What are you doing to get off of here?
Can I have a tea, Karen?
Yes. All right. All right. I'll be right back with that.
Yeah.
Croissant would be good.
Mikey, before we get into this thing,
yes.
you gotta stop diddling my personal assistants, okay? You know how many sexual harassment lawsuits I've had filed against this company?
JC.
Against this company.
JC.
It's costing
me. I am an archangel for crying out loud.
I know what you are.
I am the patent saint of protection.
You're the patent saint of having unprotected sex.
I am about security. Hello. I wield my sword wherever I deem necessary.
Yeah, you got your little sword needs to stay in its sheath.
Hey, you know what? You want to see this wingspan?
All right, listen.
Look at this wingspan. Have you ever seen a wingspan like this, Jesus?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Okay, that's
all right,
okay.
Listen,
that's,
let's go.
Right, let's...
Lucifer, baby, what's happening?
Hi, guys! Hi!
Listen, Lucifer, I am so sorry I have not called. You got Michael here.
I know,
Lucifer.
It's been forever. We have to have another karaoke night.
We do. We got to go out.
Yeah,
there's a great place that's got sake shots that I found.
Oh, sake it to me.
Lucifer.
Oh, Lucifer.
All right.
All right, what's going on, Morningstar?
Well, you know, lately I've been thinking about getting out of the game, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
what?
Well, I just
You're
get
young,
so
Lucifer.
I just get so tired, you know, and just like, I'm not what I used to be. My skin's hanging off, and I'm just
Lucifer,
looking busted.
Lucifer.
It's
all about the balance
now. Guys, I just can't get back in the groove of things, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm having a really hard time.
What?
And I'm thinking about just maybe stepping it down and, letting the rookie take over.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you think you're ready to put a junior executive into the big leagues?
Yeah,
I mean, is he ready to step up?
big shoes
to
fill.
Well, you know, he really impressed me with the whole BP thing, and I think that he really shows potential, plus I'm just so tired.
Well, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
It's your department.
We can't keep, you know, keep things on fire forever.
But I just really hope that, you know, that you guys understand where I'm coming from, and that you guys don't judge. You guys don't judge. Well, I mean, your dad does, but...
No.
God, you know, Dad judges everyone, is what you gotta understand. Everyone and everything. That's who he is.
Yeah.
He's the grand judge of everything.
Yes.
Listen, if you're ready to step down, that's fine. I would just like, maybe let's do an open interview thing. Just field what's going on out there. You know, there might be some other talent. I always like promoting from within. You guys know that.
Yeah. So true.
Oh, yes.
All right, so Steven, what makes you confident that you can be Satan?
Well, I... Oh, so many things. When I was young, I used to take ants and I'd train them. I'd train them to stand at attention.
Okay, and so can you tell me one instance in where you had to step up to be a leader?
Training the ants. I mean, no one else was going to train them. Who was going to train some ants to stand at attention?
Alright, so Steven, we're going to do a little role-playing right now. So, I'm going to come to you, and I'm going
to
say...
Come to me!
Right. Okay, so I'm going to come to you, and I'm going to say, hey, Satan, I need $1 million to build a weapon of mass destruction because I'm going to blow up a puppy farm.
Puppies. Puppies are cute.
Okay, let's try this again. Okay, so I'm going to come to you, and I will say...
Did I tell you I once trained a bunch of puppies to stand at attention?
All right, Marcy Bullingworth of London, England. Okay, well, thanks so much for coming out. So first question, please describe your most evil moment.
Well, there was this one time that I was down at the shop buying myself some muesli, and I came across a woman, you know, she had dropped an entire bag of groceries, and I just kept walking. I felt like such an ass.
Okay, that's the most evil moment.
Yeah, it's that and all of the torrent downloading I do these days.
Okay, all right, sounds good. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Lately I've been trying to start a knitting of tea cozy business, and as soon as I figure out the .com thing, I'm pretty much just riding that train until it stops. So in about 10-15 years, I see myself maybe living comfortably, you know, with my knitting business, with, you know, my darling Harold by my side.
Okay. Just a general question, are you available on weekends, and are you okay with traveling at least 50% of the time?
Oh, yes, I love to travel. I've traveled quite a bit in my time.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Arkansas once to visit my new niece. She was adorable. I love to travel, you know. I saw the Little Rock. Of Little Rock, Arkansas. It was breathtaking. It was simply breathtaking. I would say I did a bit of traveling in my day, and I'm very looking forward to doing a bit more.
Okay. Let's do a little word association here just to wrap it up. So I'm gonna say something, you just say the first thing that comes to your mind,
okay?
Baby rape.
Yes, please.
Strangling of old people.
Only on Tuesdays.
Greed.
It is my favorite of the 7 deadly sins.
Okay, rage?
Against the machine.
Okay, well, we have your number and your resume.
Thank you for
coming out.
I've baked some lemon bars. I've left them in the coffee room.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, Mr. Gingrich, what would make you... the best Satan possible?
Well, I think in general, I think in general, but what I bring to the table is I bring just like a low-down scumminess, you know? You look at me and you're like, man, that guy would fucking sell his mother out, which I would,
yes.
And I have.
Mm.
What I think is really what the devil position, if I may say, about your company had been missing for a while, is a devil that's a real son of a bitch, you know? Somebody
yeah.
you just,
yeah.
you can't trust for nothing,
mm.
you know? That if, you know, if you felt like you turned your back for 2 seconds, he would already have been sleeping with your wife by the time you turned back around.
Mm.
You know? And that's what I bring to the table. Just real, a fucked up dude, you know?
Now, what would you say is the most gruesome or evil thing you've ever done?
Gosh, okay, well, let's see here. Well, I did divorce my wife when I found out she had cancer because I wasn't diddling that thing anymore. Because I was already cheating on her. I bought an election once, which actually really isn't that evil, though, in the grand
yeah.
scheme of things.
Well, wait a
minute. I murdered somebody when I was 12.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Just because I felt like it. I pushed him out of a treehouse, and then I went down, and I grabbed a rock, and I bashed his head in.
Hmm.
Wow.
And describe that more in detail of how you, skirted around any accusations.
Well, that's a good question, actually. What I did is I snipped off his fingertips with a pair of pruning shears.
Ooh, yes.
And then, I'd already bashed his face in pretty good with the rock, so... while he was still alive, I extracted his teeth from his skull with a pair of rusty pliers, and I buried the fingertips and the pliers in my mother's rose garden, and then I chopped his body up into pieces and fed them to people.
Interesting. And no accusations ever came.
You know, they thought he just ran away from home.
Excellent. 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 Now, what would you say...
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you married?
Excuse me?
Are you married?
You're,
I mean, I see a ring on your finger.
You're asking me the question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm married to God.
Oh, really? What's he like?
Well, he's all-powerful.
All-powerful, huh?
All-purposeful, yes. All-knowing.
Mm.
All wielding.
You guys been together long,
it's,
or?
Well, it's, I mean, it's...
I mean, how
so
solid
a,
is that thing,
that,
you know?
That bond, it's, I mean, it's eternal.
Well, I mean, on your end, I mean, how solid is it on his end?
Well, it's God.
So, does it go the other way back to you?
Well, I guess I never really thought about that way.
You're saying something we're thinking about.
All right, guys, Jesus Stock starts in 15 minutes, and we don't have our set
oh
list ready.
Oh, my
gosh.
God.
Oh my God.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if we should open up with a How Holy Art Thou, or if we should just do a switchbook cover again.
No, here's what we got to do. Here's what we got to do.
Go.
Let's pray.
Okay.
Right now.
Link hands, guys.
And
hands
Jesus,
up.
Hands.
Hands up.
Hands up. Lead us.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Jesus,
amen.
We are your humble servants.
Humble.
Amen. Humble.
Please... play with us tonight, and Luke, watch over us as we go out on that stage tonight, and we tell your story through rock. We tell your story through piano rock. We tell your story through ukulele rock. We tell your story through Jack Johnson covers.
Lord Jesus, please, please help Mary Ellen play that piano like she's never played before.
Please.
Help her. Find the space between the space of those notes and help Zachariah strum those chords on that ukulele like no one has strummed it before.
Okay, well, Jesus, I'd prefer if you would help Jeremy, stay on the beat this time. You know, because it's there, it's the beat, it's a pretty standard thing, and everyone's there, it's part of the music.
And Lord, I'm thinking your infinite wisdom, if you could just find a way to keep Jeremy's hands just playing the drum.
And Lord, on that note, can I please say, let Jeremiah not cast stones from bad musician houses?
And, you know, actually, I wasn't quite finished, Jesus. If you would mind helping our keyboard player actually get an A-flat this time,
oh,
when we do my crosses closer to the...
Oh, while I'm on that train of thought,
Jesus...
Because
we miss it a lot.
While I'm on that train of thought, Jesus, maybe you can teach Jeremiah that you need to call a girl after you sleep with her and not just send her a Facebook message.
Yeah, Jeremiah.
You know... Jesus, since we're still talking to you, I just would like to say that I would like to be understood a little bit more. And if you could help Zachariah learn how to wear less tight pants and show off his man junk to all the young Christian girls who are just... Jesus!
On that note, Jesus, may I just say, can we please agree that Zachariah has to live by example?
Yes, Jesus.
Let him live by example.
Please,
oh,
let him.
Jesus, I just wanted to mention one more thing. If you could please help the two people actually play the music I've written, since neither one of them
feel they can really write a song, or at least one
that's not just Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And please,
Jesus,
and Lord,
Jesus.
Lord Almighty, Lord of heaven and earth, creator of all things that are good and soft and bubbly, please let us remind ourselves that The Cure is not exactly a good inspiration for Christian rock music.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And Jesus, would you please remind the other two that Barney songs are not the epitome of musical achievement in the world, and that there's other songs out there.
Jesus, maybe please
remind Zachariah that it is purely satirical that dinosaurs were never even existent in the first place. Everybody knows that. Fossils were put there by Satan.
Jesus, please help my friends understand that Barney's a representation of innocence, which is what we cater to.
Jesus, would you please help Jeremiah not be so naive and overly innocent about everything, because this is music, after all.
Jesus, your inbox is flooding. I've been trying to put a block on it, but I'm sorry. You have to answer some of these emails. I'm really getting tired of doing it.
All right, fine. Read some emails to me. Let's go. We're going to do it now while I'm typing up this letter to the Prime Minister of Tokyo.
All right, the first 27 are, dear Jesus, please let me win the lottery.
Okay, no. Any lottery requests, no. Because I already promised it to Betty Morrison.
Dear Jesus, please help my mom get me the Twilight Barbie dolls. Okay, I don't know what that one is. Dear Jesus.
Is that a thing? All right, make it a thing and get it to her.
All right, I'll make it out of that. All right. Dear Jesus, my stomach hurts so bad. Please get me health insurance. Well, I don't know how...
No, I help those who help themselves.
All right, so...
I got a question for you. Furthermore or moreover? So the sentence is, the economy in Tokyo needs to improve, either furthermore or moreover... we need to increase production.
I would say furthermore, because
furthermore?
I mean, the majority, mm-hmm. you know, it's, you know, layman's. So
furthermore, sounds good. All right, keep going.
Next email. Please, Jesus, let our comedy show rock faces.
Done. All right, cool.
Dear Jesus.
What group was that from, just out of curiosity?
From the National Comedy Theater.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
All right, dear Jesus, please let our album chart at number one, signed Tiny Pete Peterson and the Two Big Dicks.
That's a funny name. Don't give him number one, but put him in the top ten.
All right. So for top ten, dear Jesus, please let him stop beating me.
I don't know who him is. I'm supposed to figure that out.
Well, you gotta be specific in these things, I guess, right?
You know, return to sender on that one.
Dear Jesus, are you there? It's me, Margaret.
Tell her yes.
Alright,
I'm here.
Dear...
You sent a letter to me, I'm here. print.
Alright. Dear Jesus, please let my mother meet the man of her dreams and stop sleeping with my boyfriends. I don't know if you can help her, but maybe give her Springer's
number.
That
kind of sounds outside.
We'll give her Springer's number.
Yeah, that sounds outside my jurisdiction.
Alright. Dear Jesus, please don't let the cop behind me know I have weed.
Done.
Alright. Dear Jesus, please don't let my husband find out about me and the tennis instructor.
Okay, that seems reasonable. All
right.
No reason to ruin everybody's day, right?
Dear Jesus, where are you? I've been waiting at this coffee shop for the past half an hour.
Oh, shit! Oh, God! I was supposed to be in Seattle at 1!
Yeah.
God, dad, me! All right. Wrap up. Use your best judgment. I trust you, Karen. This is the letter to the Prime Minister of Tokyo. Get that down to him. Overnight it, please. I will be in Seattle until the end of the day.
Can you pick me up something? I don't know. Can you just, like, get me a souvenir or something? I haven't been there, and I just always wanted to go.
Sure. Just anything?
I don't know. Use your best judgment.
Use my best judgment. Okay. If you need me, I'll be in the form of a 27-year-old bass player. You will know me by the fact that I have a Jesus hoodie, which only you will be able to see. Should it come up, but please don't interrupt me, all right? This is a very important date. All right, I don't get out much, and I really like this girl, and I don't want to mess things up, okay? And I don't want to bring the whole Jesus thing in, like, so soon.
So, you've met a girl?
Yeah,
I'm really happy. That's...
You know, I went on to Christian Mingle, because apparently it's the place for, you know, Christians to mingle.
Is she pretty?
Her picture is very pretty. I gotta go, though.
Oh, right. Absolutely. All right,
you know what? I'm gonna turn back time real quick so that I can make it there on time as well, because I'm Jesus. So keep doing what you gotta do. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Love you, Karen.
All right.
And that was Jesus Smells Like Roses by Tiny Pete Peterson and the Big Dicks, airing at number 4. Well, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back you on K96.2 All the Rock.
30 seconds and you're out.
Oh, shit, this stuff is killing me, man.
Why don't you just go back to school, man? Because
I prayed on it. I prayed. There's no God answering my prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I seriously can't get an answer. I just don't know where to go with it.
Why don't you just get out of the business, man? Why don't you just retire? I heard the station's going down Shit Creek anyway.
15
man.
Seconds and we're back in.
You know, I'm Richard Rock.
Well, I heard you were getting shit canned anyway, bro. Oh, I probably shouldn't have told you that.
Back in 5, 4,
cool.
2, 1.
And we're back, live, coming at you. It is the Top 10. On the Rock. Well, we just heard Tiny Pete Peterson and the Big Dicks. Funny that name, actually. It is a little-known fact that the two other gentlemen in the band actually named are Richards. There are two Richards. That's why they go by the Big Dicks. I know you all want to think something else. And you ladies, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, ooh, I'm going to send him a little tweet. And maybe I'll go rogue. Yes, right. But no, you are not getting your rocks socked. Your socks rock. Your rocks socked anytime soon by the Big Dicks. Because they're just Richards and... That's all I got to say about that. Well, here, coming up at number 3, it is the one, the only Bob Dylan Jr. with Please, Mom, Help Me.
30 seconds and we're out.
Man.
Hey, man, you're relax, man.
No,
take a drink of water or something.
I'm nervous. Like, here I am. Okay, here's the thing. It's like, I want to move on. Like, I'm done with this, but I don't know anything else. I mean, yeah, I thought about going back to school, but what for? I don't know what for.
15 seconds and we're back in for a bumper.
Well, man, I mean, I don't know, but I just heard the higher-up saying that you're old news and
Robbie,
that you're not controversial enough. And
Robbie.
I mean, people are looking for Howard
Fine.
Stearns, you know what I'm saying? Not
they want controversial.
Good country.
2-1.
And that was Bob Dylan, Dylan Jr. No relation to Bob Dylan at all, or Bob Dylan Jr. In fact, Bob Dylan Jr. does not exist. It's just his son, Jake Dylan, who is the lead singer of the Wallflowers. Little known fact, but Bob Dylan, Dylan Jr. just so happens to be a Bob Dylan lookalike who just happened to listen to Bob Dylan when he was growing up. That's a little known fact if you didn't know that. But coming in at number two is the one, the only Blue, Blue, Blue Baby by Jeanette Kwa.
30 seconds and we're out.
Buddy, you gotta think of it as, you gotta think of it as sink or swim out there, you know what I mean? You've been doing the same thing for the past 20 years.
So I gotta be like Stern. You're saying I gotta be like Stern?
Everybody's gotta be like Stern, man.
So, are there any midgets outside you can wrestle up real quick? I mean, we got 20
seconds
or something.
There's that gardener. 15
seconds.
Really
grab that
gardener.
Bring
that gardener.
Bring it. All right. Are we back?
We're back in.
We've got Jorge.
Jorge, come in here. Come in here.
3, 2, 1.
And that was number two coming at you. But I've got to take a little special break before we reveal number one, 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 one. Number one. Before we reveal that, I brought in with me the one, the only Jorge. Jorge, welcome.
Si.
To the rock.
Hola.
So Jorge, I was just talking earlier about the big dicks.
Okay.
Tell me what your thoughts are on big dicks.
Is
that controversial now?
Que como se dice, dicks?
Dicks, that's what I said. Say that again, Jorge.
Dicks.
Yeah, say that.
I like.
Yes, and can you do the word I was saying before?
Dicks.
Yes. Yes, exactly. How is that going? Is that good?
Oh, you're doing great. They're gonna love this.
All right. Hey, Jorge, I would like to give you a microphone.
See?
Yes, and I would like you to go interview people.
Okay?
Yes. Okay, and you can just ask them questions, get some terminology. We're gonna give Jorge a little assignment here. I want you to just take your microphone, and you just tell people that it's your big
deek.
Yes, exactly. You tell them.
This is my big deek.
Yes, and you ask them. Say, speak into my
big dick.
Exactly.
Speak into my big dick.
Yes, say that again.
Speak into my big dick.
Oh, Jesus, you're helping me now. Say it one more time.
Speak into my big dick.
Yeah, nice and loud. Tell him, speak into it.
Speak into it.
My
big dick?
Yes. Excellent. All right, now I want you to go. First, you can go down the hallway, and there's a nice gentleman by the name of Roger. Roger, you go talk to Roger, my producer, and you check with him on this, all right?
See,
all right. But we did help him out. Help him go down. I said,
all right.
That's right. And we'll be back in just a moment with this interview on The Rock.
30 seconds and we're out.
And now it's time for Street Smarts with Jorge.
Hola. Mi nombre es Jorge. Would you like to speak into my big dick?
What?
Would you like to speak into my big dick? My big dick.
I don't know, sure I really understand the question.
Big dick. You.
Is this an interview? Do you have a question?
See.
Yes.
My big dick.
Beak like a bird. Like
big
a,
dick. Big dick.
This is an interview show. Where's Roger? Do you have a question for me? Okay, first question.
Would you like to speak into my big dick?
All right, guys, this isn't working. Can we get somebody to like translate some questions or something? Do you speak English?
See.
Yes. Okay. You speak. Okay. Good. So the object of this
show. Would you like to speak into my big dick?
He was sent over from corporate. I mean, they said that he's the latest craze in the radio.
All right, but I understand. I mean, like, you know.
Would you like to speak?
No.
Into my big dick?
No.
Like, he can't even take himself seriously, man. Like, I don't know what I'm. Granted,
he
might be the next sensation. I don't know. Nobody briefed me on this guy. I mean, I just thought he was supposed to interview me.
It's like that hung guy from Idol.
I know, right?
He just won gimmick.
I would prefer that guy because at least he can put question marks on me.
Well, he kind of moves well, too.
Okay, maybe I'll just, like, try to feed it into him. Maybe I'll ask him some questions.
Reverse it on.
All right, Jorge.
All right.
What would you do
rolling.
If you had $1 million?
Would you like?
God damn it!
To speak.
All right.
And lights up. So thanks so much for listening to episode number 29 of As Inc. This week's suggestion was Guar Goes Christian Rock.
Oh,
because
man.
Why not?
And didn't it go?
playing with As Inc. this week was
Michael Morey,
Andy,
and Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov, that's prov@gmail.com. You can also email us comments, suggestions, or suggestions you'd like us to put into our Darth Vader helmet of suggestions. Also, if you're a San Diego area improviser and would like to record with us, you can shoot us an email there as well. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes and like us on Facebook, and we will see you next week.